WrestleTalk.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Oh.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? Huh? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling. In the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Fox.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull that bus over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you millionaire bastard.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
Help me now.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. At the end of our broadcast tonight, I'll be annoyed by a quick hits question, Tim is going to make a lame joke, Rock is going to plug a lot of shit, and people will try to be clever over the outro. In the spirit of tonight's WWE Royal Rumble, I just thought everyone should be able to see the ending coming a mile away. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the little network here. Joining me tonight, we have Lindsay.
Just fuck this. Fuck it all. This was a great show up until Dolph Ziggler got eliminated in the Royal Rumble and then it all went to hell. Hi, everybody!
Hi. Oh, it's going to be a fun one. And also joining us tonight, we have Mace. I think we have Mace. Did Mace hang himself? Okay, Mace has removed himself from the plane of existence.
Mace is playing the part of the invisible shield.
Yeah, he's actually juggling the rock like a bunch of softballs right now, but we can't show you. Oh, well, maybe he'll unmute his mic and return to the world of the living soon enough. The one I know who is alive with a working microphone, for a change, is the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, I remembered to plug it in this week. I think Mace
committed one, two. Check one, oh. Two. Fuck The Rock. Fuck The Rock. Fuck John Cena. Fuck the WWE. Herod. Fuck this shit. Fuck this company. Cornette face!
Aw, muffin. Gee, I almost feel bad for you just having to be subjected to what you figure is really lousy. But life goes on. Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. It's the Royal Rumble Review! The three R's.
I think we've already done it. I believe the genuine consensus is, fuck this shit, fuck this company.
Pretty much, show over. Night, everybody!
Rock is dissenting in our backstage chat.
That's why he's not one of the hosts. Stay backstage. Fuck off.
Well, you know, guys, I'm in agreement with the guy who's just the producer. I liked the show. There is only one thing I didn't like about it overall. I'm going to be giving you a slightly different viewpoint, that of somebody who has a hand in booking a wrestling program.
Oh, get the off the fucking pedestal, Tim.
And no, I'm actually going to climb higher onto that pedestal.
See, so this is why it's gonna...
Okay, who's going to get the fucking axes? Because I want to chop this fucking pedestal down tonight.
The unfortunate part is, I think I'm going to play a little devil's advocate myself tonight.
Just for shiggles and bits, as it were.
Because what's fun about a podcast where everyone agrees?
Well, there's nothing fun about that. I mean, you know, if we all agreed, the way I see it, you might as well just call us all sheep.
Yeah.
Did I say that live?
Move, oh, motherfucker.
I hate you, Lindsay. I hate you.
Yes!
There you go, okay.
Making Rock lose his shit live on the air. Maybe. Always fun.
You're just mean, Linz.
I can't help it.
You're mean. That's all there is to it. I'd like to begin by saying thank you very much to Mace. And Mace, you know why we're saying thank you. And I do believe that everybody else is grateful and will show their appreciation within the coming days, if they haven't yet. Right, gang?
Yes, I sent him pictures of my chest.
Yeah, I don't quote me on this, because I can't speak for Mace, but I have the funny feeling he'd much prefer pictures of Lindsay's chest.
This is true, but I am requiring something in the terms of financiary restitutions.
Did you just make up another a new word?
He started this.
Financiary?
Financiary?
Oh, look, you're going to hear the return of a favorite tonight, so don't worry about it.
Uh-oh. Mace rants?
No, I think it's hashtag fuckknuckle.
Bingo.
See, I know this man.
Hashtag knuckfuckle, okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, everybody tuning in, you're sick and tired of us with our inside jokes and crap like that, and we might as well review the Royal Rumble for you. Thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in.
Hold on, Tim. Aren't our inside jokes fun?
Inside jokes are okay as long as you don't get carried away with them, because if you get too far, then people are like, what the hell are these guys talking about? They're a bunch of idiots. I'm not listening.
So delaying the top of the show with nonsensical shit, so come on, let's get the fucking Royal Rumble done so and get it out of the fucking way. I have a punching bag that needs destroying.
Oh, I feel bad for the punching bag. I really do. Starting off with the Royal Rumble tonight, everybody, it was the pre-show, the pre-pay-per-view wrestling match. You found it on YouTube till too many people logged in and basically crashed the server or froze the stream or whatever. And you had to go to WWE.com getting it. We had The Miz taking on Cesaro for the U.S. title. And damn it, that was the first sign of discontent for me, because I wanted The Miz to win, so I picked him. But he didn't win, so WWE sucks, because the wrestler I wanted to win lost.
Well, Tim, you made the mistake of picking The Miz.
Picking The Miz.
Yeah, see, I wanted Miz to win, too, but, you know, I have to work with WWE logic on this one.
I was just thinking, you know, okay, look, The Miz has done a lot of... Well, I guess you could say jobbing after being at the top of the mountain for a little while. He's pretty much told the company line. He's done what they wanted him to do. And I figured it was time for the company to give him a little bit of a reward for everything. But I guess he's got to do more.
Yeah. It was a good match. This is something that, you know, you could have put on pay-per-view instead of having three matches on a Rumble.
Yeah, true. This was definitely a very good match. It was absolutely pay-per-view quality, I think. I enjoyed it. Of course, I didn't like the outcome, but that's just me being, a personal bugger, with the whole thing. It was, quite entertaining, and, definitely got my money's worth out of this match, Omega.
Hang on, which match are we on?
The free YouTube.
Oh, yeah, the free one. Okay,
you know, the
Tim
one that
said.
Tim got
okay.
His money. Yeah.
Tim saying he got his money worth, and yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys accuse me of being a certain type of penny-pinching, frugal individual, so I might as well just say to hell with it, I'm going to live the stereotype.
You're not frugal, you're frickin' frugal. Get it right.
Okay, you know, enough of this politically correct crap. I am a cheap bugger. That's all there is to it.
Finally, he admits it. Here tonight, folks. He admits he's a
on
cheap
air,
bugger.
On air, recorded.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I have always...
Sure, Tim. Whatever.
I don't happen to be Jewish.
One equals three.
Your math skills. Well, Canada. 50th in the world or better education than
Love how Mega
gets the train back on the track. There you go. Leslie, what did you get? Give us your...
Getting back onto topic with blunt force trauma.
There you go, blunt force. Yeah, it was a steel chair to the back of the head. Lindsay, speak, woman.
Oh, it was a good match. Very competitive. The chemistry, it looked like Neat absolutely fucked it in the match, and I hope to because he landed on it twice when he got tanked. It was his ankle?
His ankle was in.
Oh, poor bastard. It was a nasty fall to Cesaro, and then when he landed on it again. I hope it's not too badly injured, but it was a good match. It was very competitive. I know everybody wanted Miz to win, or some people wanted Miz to win, but I'm happy Cesaro won. I think he's got good things going with the U.S. title right now, and he should keep going with it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's just I don't like Claudio Castagnoli. You know, it's just me. That, by the way, was for Alan.
Okay, now we just need a movie reference, and we're good. I can go to bed.
Well, I did watch Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest earlier today. Is that counted as a movie reference, or do I actually have to use it in context?
You have to actually use it in context.
Oh, God. I don't know if that movie will have anything in context with this pay-per-view, but, you know, if something pops up, I'll try. And just so Alan knows that, because we know he's listening, just to prove that, you know, we're thinking about him.
Unlike Keira Knightley's chest, we saw none of the divas tonight.
Point goes to Lindsay.
There you go. That was actually not bad. Good job, Lindsay. So, yeah, there it is.
Hold on. Just to tie it in a little bit extra, I was actually disappointed that we didn't have some form of divas match tonight.
I was almost expecting them to throw Caitlyn out there against Tamina, to tell you the truth, with the little bit, like, minuscule amount of
built. Gee, Tim, it's almost like you've been reading the dirt sheets.
Yeah, but I don't read dirt sheets. I mean, it's just from watching the programming, dude. You don't need to read dirt sheets. Don't read dirt sheets.
They have programming for divas?
They got programming for wrestling. If you read dirt sheets, they'll contain something called spoilers, and you know that's a bad thing. I mean, it'll curve your spine and infect your soul.
But
your country fighting the war.
But we encourage everybody to go to
EWMania.com.
That was for you specifically, Omega, and like the three or four other people that picked up on it.
Moving on.
Pay-per-view finally kicking off, and the opening match of the night, the curtain jerker, as we like to call it, is the Big Show taking on Alberto Del Rio for the World Heavyweight Title Championship, and we got a tiny little bit of a surprise on the way out to the ring. Alberto Del Rio and Ricardo Rodriguez. Did I do that right, Lindsay?
No, you did that terribly.
I think I slurred it incorrectly myself anyway. But, yeah. They ran into Bret the Hitman Hart.
Just make sure your teeth are, like, securely in when you're going to roll your R's. Otherwise, they fall.
That's like, you're not even close to funny.
That right? Was actually very clever. That's another point for Lindsay.
No. Enough of that. Just cut it out, guys.
Oh, come on. That was clever.
Shut up, you. Nobody asked you.
Yeah, no.
Plus, we know Tim wasn't concentrating on his... On his teeth, it was on the mess that he made in his pants when Bret showed up.
Did you not read the chat when we saw Bret?
No.
I said boo. Bret Hart, oh my god, boo. And then I made fun of his hair.
We know you're full of shit.
I made fun of his hair, you know. I said something about he's decided to quit using Just for Men.
Oh, motherfucker goes gray. I don't know who has gray hair, him or fucking Kevin Nash.
I didn't recognize him when he first came out.
I was like, who the hell is that? Oh, wait, it's Bret. No, wait, that's Bret?
I thought the gray was sexy, but that's just me.
again.
I think he's been looking at Nash too long.
I'm sorry, Nash looks better with the gray hair than he does the brown hair.
Or the, well, the problem is, like, when he dyes it, you can tell it's a dye job. Because he uses, I don't know, cheap stuff.
No, he actually, according to him, he goes to a professional to get it done.
Well, then the professional uses cheap stuff and overcharges them. Something you'd do, Brock.
No, they just dye it too dark.
Yeah, it looks fake. Whereas when, you know, when Bright gets his hair done, it looks a little less fake.
No, it doesn't.
A little. A
no,
little.
No, it doesn't. Brett uses the cheap stuff and you can tell.
At least Brett's scalp isn't dyed brown with the hair dye like Kevin Nash's gets.
Because they do it wrong. They don't use foil.
At least Brett still had long hair. For a second there, I thought, oh, God, he shaved his head.
No, he just had it in that ponytail that he sometimes wears.
Anyway, can we move on?
Now, before we move on about this...
Oh, we haven't even gotten to the match yet.
Yeah,
we haven't talked about the first match in the Royal Rumble yet.
Freaking beauty tips here. What do you want, Rock?
How awesome was Ricardo and Brett?
Ricardo's always awesome. How stupid is that question?
He gave Ricardo him sunglasses.
He was adorable.
He was like a five-year-old child meeting his hero. It was fucking hilarious.
Especially with the when Brett gave him the Hitman shades.
The vintage.
I thought his
Hitman
head
shades.
Was going to explode.
It was awesome.
It was
awesome.
It was a very nice surprise to open the show.
Yeah, it was. It was a pleasant surprise. Always good to see Brett the Hitman Hart. And it's time for the match.
Hold on. Before we get... The one thing that came out of that promo was that Alberto is the Mexican version of Bret Hart.
And Bret Hart's the Canadian version of Alberto Del Rio. And Lindsay came up with a brand new hashtag that I got a chuckle out of. Lindsay?
Hashtag typical Mexanadian.
Mexanadian. There you go.
Say that three times fast.
No. But
we'll say it one time, and then you can edit the file to hear it three times.
Sweet.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the match itself, generally you know what to expect when Big Show was in a match. But I have to admit, I was pleasantly surprised. By the
Do we need to get you the Polydent?
Shut up! I was pleasantly surprised.
And that's 2-0.
I think it's 3-0 at this point. Continue. Oh, he hung up. Oh, he hung up on us.
Boo-hoo. But in the meantime, I'm sorry, just to continue with what we had... Ricardo, once again, coming out, basically ripping off Brett's entrance for a little bit.
That was great.
And can we get a stopwatch on that first O, please?
We need to start timing it.
WWE Universe on Twitter times it, so if you go back and check, they have it listed.
Because we need to time it, or we need to watch the times, because I want to see where he holds it longer. Rumble or Mania? Because just imagine how long he's going to try at Mania.
Oh, good lord. We'll be there for half the pay-per-view.
Well, if we are, that'd be damned impressive.
Ricardo, shut up. The match is over.
So
wait,
I was
the match is over. We're doing the wrap-up.
There we go.
Look, Ricardo, we finished filming about 4 days ago. Could you shut the fuck up?
The man is like 90% lung.
That's true.
Well, to be fair, he gets a lot of practice.
He does. He really
8.5 seconds holding the O.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good lord.
You know what? I want to put a challenge out to everybody listening tonight. If you think you can do longer than 8.5 seconds, I want you to try it.
With no sound editing, by the way.
Yeah, no, you got to call in and do it live just to piss off Omega. Why am I picking on Omega? I don't know.
Why would I be pissed off over someone being able to hold an O?
No, you'd be pissed off over somebody actually calling into the show.
Now, do they have to do Alberto, or do they have to do Omega?
Ooh. Ooh.
I will leave. I swear to God, I will leave.
What, you don't want the intro for Omega?
Wait. What if they call in and do Lindsay and hold the E for 9 seconds?
No, it's got to be O.
It's
got to be an O. Okay, so we'll stick with Alberto because Omega doesn't want anybody to be a fan of his or anything like that. You know, Mr. Press Release and shit.
Unless you want to do Cheapo.
No, we're not talking about that.
<Where's your
own>? No,
this
we're
is
not.
What happens when I get sleep on a Sunday?
Yeah, unfortunately, you woke the fuck up. Anyway, seriously, 267-297-1397, that's the phone number to call into the show live. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. Calgary, Dramatic Plus, Alberta, Canada, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Tampa, Florida, Salt Lake City, Utah.
It, and?
And if you're in Australia, you'll have to...
Showing all that geography.
You can't do Skype if you're from Australia or in Australia. All you got to do is Skype Surf Rockin'. We'll bring you on the show and see if you can hold the O for seconds.
Well, you can try calling us collect, but Tim won't accept the charges.
Well, I'm not in charge of the phone, so you have to talk to Rock about that.
We'll just bill Tim anyway.
You're funny as hell.
Oh, trust me, I would. Anyway.
I was pleased with how Alberto was in the ring. I always found the guy rather boring and tedious. I'm sorry. I'm sure there are a lot of Alberto Del Rio fans. I have never been one of them, but tonight he entertained me.
He was more over the top than usual.
He was,
he's getting a little bit more interesting since the face turn.
I wish he would do that on a more regular basis. Then I can get behind him that way. So,
I think we're starting to see it. I think actually being able to do something different for the first time in his career, he's getting more of the mood to open up and try different things.
Yeah. Well, which is perfectly fine. As long as he keeps it up, then, I'll find him continually entertaining. But seriously, literally, up until tonight, I have, like Alberto Del Rio's on. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go and do the dishes. That's just me.
Just to sidetrack, I've just seen a hashtag pop up on my Twitter feed that I want people to try and get trending tonight.
Uh-oh.
It's a long one, so bear with me.
hashtag
matches I'd rather see than Rock versus Cena. There's your mission tonight, people.
Many young versus
using that hashtag, create some matches. Let's get this one trending, please.
We should do a
Jay Leno versus David Arquette. God.
Yeah, we should do a really quick top 10 list, just like they do on late night.
We'll do it after our break. So,
if we can come up with one in during the break, yeah. So, opinions, thoughts, and all that other crap about the match, Lindsay.
I liked it. I mean, I was kind of dreading this one a little bit just because they did a really good last man standing match between Sho and Del Rio on SmackDown a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I thought this one was really good. I was actually really impressed with when they started wrecking the light screen that they were by, like one of the diagonal light screens, which, by the way, the set was incredibly impressive. I loved the set tonight. It had just a great look and feel to it. But anyway, when Del Rio and Sho were by one of the diagonal light screen things, and first Sho slams Del Rio's head into it, breaking off a light bulb, hashtag CZW.
No, that doesn't sound right.
And then Sho gets up on the screen, and mind you, this thing is suspended from the air, and Sho gets up on it, stands on it, it holds his weight, then he reaches down, grabs Del Rio by the head, and pulls him up onto the screen. So they're literally both standing on this thing that's just hanging in the air. That was impressive, and then the spot after that was pretty good too, but it's just like Sho climbing up on this thing and standing on it. It's like, damn. Best.
Yeah, kudos, by the way, to Alberto Del Rio for being able to jump that hype for somebody who's not of color. Yeah, that's right, I said it.
More along the lines of props to the fucking set crew for rigging that thing to hold the big fight.
Yeah, and they should use the same set crew to put together the Spanish announce table.
Ooh, well, yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one later. It was a, yeah.
As for the match itself, it was exactly what you would expect for a pay-per-view.
Yep.
It was lots of action, some very interesting bumps, very interesting situations. Big Show putting himself through the corner again. It seems to be very common for matches with him.
He got his oh my god moment like in WWE.
Yeah, he must have stored a finisher. But I was extremely impressed by the creative nature in which the ending was done.
By which we mean he went back and watched a Batista match.
Yeah, but still, it was creative. I like it. It's one of the few high points of the pay-per-view, Omega. Don't fucking spoil it.
I'm going to kind of spoil it, because for a man who already beat Big Show in one of these types of matches, I thought he should have been able to do it again.
Well, the fact that you have Ricardo doing it, where he's scrambling to duct tape the Big Show to the rope, I think made it just a little bit better, because, and also, it's not John Cena.
It just seems like a cheaper win than he got on SmackDown, is all. I mean, I would have liked to see him legitimately knock out the Big Show for a 10 count twice.
He didn't legitimately knock out the Big Show for a 10 count twice. Oh, he pinned him under the announce table.
Okay,
that's
one.
How he won.
Because so the announce table's so heavy.
They've been making it seem like it has been.
Okay, tell that to the Spanish announce table.
Well, you know, Mexicans work cheap. Anyway.
God.
Wow. Really?
Am I lying? Am I lying? Exactly.
Hey, I have a wonder. I know you're not. I've been to Home Depot.
Not in Canada.
No one goes to Canada. Anyway, by the way, I'm going to be putting up on the stream in a minute the sign that Kane Kittens took to the show, and oh my god, it was awesome. So check the stream in about 2-3 minutes.
Well, did he take a picture of it, or did you like actually find it in the pay-per-view? Because I was watching for him, and I couldn't find him.
He sent me a picture of his sign, so I'm getting it together and putting it up on the stream, so.
Yeah, you know, if we had an idea of what the damn thing looked like, we could have been a little bit more vigilant about that. Kane Kittens, of course, attending the Royal Rumble, being held in where was it?
Phoenix!
Yeah, because Kane Kittens lives there.
Only lives close to there, but yeah.
Lives close to there.
Anyway, the finish of this match.
Finish of the match. I have never seen anybody use duct tape before to win a match. Okay, duct tape is not spelled D-U-C-K, people. It's D-U-C-T. Pet peeve, sorry. Had to. Wait a minute. Hold it the hell up. He didn't.
He did.
Oh, okay. I am so going back, and I'm watching the recording now. I am going to find this fucking sign.
Yeah, I'm booking a flight to Phoenix tomorrow morning.
And for those
who got a caller on the line.
Yeah, we'll get to him. Because he'll get a kick out of this. Kane Kittens took a sign to Royal Rumble, and the sign reads, Tim Stein fears Bruiser Schmidt.
Yes!
What does the sign read?
Tim Stein fears Bruiser Schmidt.
That's awesome! That's fucking awesome! By the way, fuck you, WWE. Thank you for ruining my 45-50.
Oh, my God. If you don't like the product, don't watch it. That's all there is to it.
Okay, Tim.
Here it comes. Get ready, everybody. This
no,
is the bump, by the way, if you couldn't tell.
This is what I'm going to say. See, I just got finished watching the Royal Rumble because I was working an event tonight. And was a half hour late. Thank God for TBR.
There you go.
Well, we're only up to the first match, so just letting you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody listening to the radio program has already seen everything that happened. It just pisses me off that, like, yeah, I know it was that predictable, but for fuck's sake, you guys are the masters of the swerve. I mean, you perpetrated the greatest work in wrestling history in 1997. You can't do something better than that?
Has anybody got anything? Because I don't.
No.
I'm going to try and save it for appropriate.
When we get there. So get there.
Hey, I'm finally without anger after half an hour of not watching this fucking thing.
Oh, so we don't have to call Dr. Shelby now?
Oh, you will.
Okay.
I'm trying to find this sign in the recording that I have.
Oh my god. If that sign really existed, that's fucking awesome.
It is. I'm going to put it up on Facebook later, Twitter. You'll see. Because he sent me a picture and it's now streaming on wildtalkradio.com.
That made me giggle. Okay, let's keep doing the rundown. I want to hear this.
Tim, take over your show.
Yeah, Tim, lead us. Lead us, motherfucker.
Yeah, where the hell were we? There was a match that happened, and yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was a
Oh my god, that was such a great recap, Tim. That belongs on Tuesday night on other shows. Anyway. Anyway.
Wow, you're a dick.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were talking duct tape.
Hold on. No, this is literally a compliment coming from the man who is the biggest pain in the ass on this fucking network. You trained me well, Spug.
Wait, whoa, bitch. Whoa. I'm the biggest pain in the ass on this network. I've already hosted this show.
You're still on the network. Even if you are just a contributor.
Burn.
So, up next, the next matchup on the show, Tim.
well, okay, well, so we won't continue talking about how Ricardo duct taped.
We went through it, I thought, didn't we? No.
Ropes.
We went through it, and then we actually talked about the match.
So up next is the tag team title match. It's Team Hell No versus Road Scholars.
Yes.
Best part of the match of the night was the vignette afterwards.
I would say people were surprised that Hell No retained.
Not me.
Not really.
There were a couple of people who posted on Facebook that they're kind of surprised. I picked Hell No to win, so.
I picked Scholars. I did not have faith.
I love how quiet that was.
Nate sounds so dejected.
He's so ashamed.
He turned his back on the anger.
I have forsaken the true tag team champions.
Oh, no.
They are the tag team champions.
No. To me, there is only one like greatest tag team champions in this current era. Unfortunately, they don't hold belts at the moment. They just drink apple teenies.
Yeah, but they haven't. They don't have the belts anymore. And Christopher Daniels should have won the title, but that's for another day.
That's for Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk.
Pick your battles. Pick your battles.
This was a solid matchup, though. What do you think, Omega?
Yeah, it was an alright match. I mean, I've got nothing wrong with either team. I have nothing really wrong with the match. And I don't know, it was pretty much what I hate to say it, but it was pretty much what I expected out of these two. And I did expect a good match, and it's exactly what I got. So, I don't know, it's kind of hard. I mean, I will agree that probably the vignette afterwards is probably the best part of the night, and that's skipping ahead. Let's just say the vignette was the best part of the match right now.
Yeah, it was.
Which is not to take anything away from the match. It was a good wrestling match, and I was satisfied with the way that they planned out the finish. There was nothing wrong with it.
It was a good match, even if I predicted it wrong.
I will say, though, that the best match of the night, aside from the finish, was probably the Rumble, which is next. But
and we are actually going to get to the Rumble after our first time out. We're going to take a break right now, everybody. Come back with the Royal Rumble itself. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this. Yes.
Every Thursday night, the Wild Talk Radio Network gets a little bit more impactful with The Rack, bringing the most in-depth coverage of TNA's Impact Wrestling, which includes all of our favorite stars, such as Chavo Guerrero, Zema Ion, Brooke Tessmacher, Ruby E.
Wait, who wrote this? No, I'm changing this.
We'll talk all about my favorite stars of Impact Wrestling, including Christopher Daniels, James Storm, Samoa Joe, Joseph Parks, Austin Aries, and more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, live 11 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Rack, named after some breath. That's awesome.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the War Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig.
I just got across a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes.
Dude, the godfather
of stream retired. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on kicking.
Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, this fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway.
They're not open.
What the fuck?
Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light? Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street. Steve, man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... about to cloud by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live. Midnight, we're as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Has your weekly Monday Night Wrestling fix gone off the air? Don't fret. All you need to do is change the channel to the WTR Raw Post Show.
I'm sorry that I came out here last week and...
Wild Talk Radio changes.
4, 10, 20, 13.
My bad.
Tune in every Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time as we break down everything that goes down on WWE Monday Night Raw.
What's up, Holmes? The champ is here.
Interact with us live every Monday night for the WTR Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Peace out, my brothers.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move him. I said chill. I'm here to show the world. I'm here to show the world.
And we're back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, reviewing the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. And before we get into the Rumble itself, why don't we just take a quick look at that backyard, backstage vignette.
That was awesome. All kinds of awesome.
It was quite entertaining. For those of you...
Hold on a moment. Just give me a moment, we can have audio. Stall, bitches!
This is us stalling while he attempts to find audio
by the magic of recording.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want to give this a shot, the Alberto thing, give us a call, 267-297-1397, or you can Skype us. You know how to do it. Sir Rockin' on Skype.
I'm serious, people. Call in and freaking give it a try. I dare you.
And if you actually can do it longer than... If you can get to 9 seconds...
Have you got something for them from memlane.com?
Memlanepromo.com, yeah, we can give them away a prize if they can actually go 9 seconds. Which means we have a caller on the line right now to try that little fact. Caller, you're on the line. Are you ready to give this a shot? Oh,
not him. Can we rule him ineligible?
No.
Why?
Well, because you're a prick and you say shit about me when I'm not listening. So I don't like you. So fuck off.
You all right, come on, Jobber. I know this is tough for a guy, but you got to give us a 9-second O.
Which is, yeah, okay, this is where I say something, but I'm not going to.
I'm trying to watch the clock this way. I don't like being put on the spot. This is going to be difficult.
Just say Alberto Del Rio, but hold the O in Alberto for longer than 9 seconds. He's got a stopwatch.
I've got
okay,
it.
Now, is the O on Alberto or the O on Del Rio?
Well, you know what? Be creative. Take your pick. Do whichever one you want. Are you ready?
Technically, Ricardo does it on the Alberto, so we'll do it on the Alberto.
Off the Alberto?
Are you ready?
Getting a little nervous, but sure, why not?
Okay, and go.
Alberto!
Seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
Well done.
I doubled it just for you, Tim.
Well, yeah, that's more than double. 8.5 twice is 17. So
you said 9 earlier, so.
Well, no, I said if you can do it for 9 seconds. You did it for 18.
Yeah, and then I did it for 18.
Doubled what I said to give it a try to do, see if you can do it. And you did 18. Okay, so you're in the running, and if nobody else calls in, you win by default. But if somebody else calls in and beats you, oh, by the way, everybody, if anybody ever decides that they want to participate with us, hold the mic away from your mouth.
Thank you for calling in.
I almost feel bad for Phantom in the chat room. He's deaf now.
So well, so are Matt. So's Matt, unfortunately.
Yeah, but thank you for calling in. Give us a try, and we'll let you know if you win.
Now, if someone beats me, can I... try longer? Because I could go longer on that.
Yes, if anyone go past 18 seconds, yes.
It got to the point where I was like, okay, Tim's probably going to be getting annoyed at this. I should probably end it.
When we had that feeling, that's when we keep going.
That's when they turn it up, for fuck's sakes, Jobber. What the hell? You're slipping.
I'm trying to be nice. You know, you're giving me shit about, you know, yelling at you and or talking bad about you when you were around. So I was trying to be nice. Trying to be kind. It was the kind job.
Stein. You don't be nice to Stein.
There's a word for people like you, two-faced prick. Anyway.
I'm trying to wrap you since you're my you're one of my Hebrew homies.
Yeah, but I'm not Jewish. The JJ joke, okay? Everybody, just let the JJ joke go. It's not funny anymore.
But when one non-Jew calls another non-Jew a Jew, it's funny.
Once or twice, not 200,000 fucking times. Not that I've been counting.
That joke will be hilarious to the day this network folds.
All right, Phantom, the number is 267-297-1397. Drop loan, Jobber. Let's bring in Phantom and see if he can do it. You have to be 18 seconds.
Time, and I do apologize if the audio is a bit too loud.
But we're still the tag team champions.
Still the tag team champions.
Excuse me. As Management Supervisor of Raw, I am happy to give you your entry numbers into the Royal Rumble match. Good luck.
Interesting. Well?
Well, what?
Aren't you so...
What?
Show me your number.
Oh. Let me think about it for a second.
No! No? What do you mean, no? It's the rules. I show you mine, you show me yours.
Trust me, you would feel very inadequate.
What does that mean? Just show it to me.
Daniel, it's bad strategy to reveal your number before a Royal Rumble match to anyone. See you out there, partner.
Not if I see you first!
Yeah, that's highly unlikely.
No. I heard the evil laugh.
I think we all do.
By the way, any echoiness heard in that audio comes from the recording.
I need to
go and re-record. I think something was muted.
Anyway. We have a caller on the line. Caller, are you ready?
Yes, the Phantom is ready.
All right, Phantom, thanks for calling in. Hang on a second to get ready, because we're going to give you the time in now.
Alberto
Damn it, I know I didn't get it.
Oh, 14 seconds, man.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Nice try.
Damn it. Yeah. Jobber, be happy. You actually kept up. I'll attribute that to the fact that I just, like, got finished eating, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll go with the fact that you finished eating and that you didn't blow off halfway through the O.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're right about that.
According to MBG in the chat room, you're fired.
Figures. Figures.
Thanks for playing along.
Use a Vince soundbite? Really? Really? That's kind of a cheating, wouldn't you say?
You know what? He's giving you such grief. Why don't you challenge him to call in next and give it a try?
I mean, that would be awesome, but I doubt he has the stones to do it.
Well, there you go. MBG just got punked. That's right. He got punked right here on Rome.
Come on, Matt. You can do it.
Yeah. For those wondering, that's Matt Goldberg.
No, he can't. No, he can't. He can't do it.
That's Matt Goldberg, who we had on the rack a couple weeks ago, talking about his great film and documentary called Terrified.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
all right.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, he'll pass. Hey, thanks for proving me right, Matt. Go on.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Okay, hang up on this guy.
Oh, yeah, there you go. He's gone.
Hang up on this guy. There you go, yeah. So once again, everybody, if you want to call in on the phone, give it a shot, 267-297-1397 on Skype. Absolutely free, computer to computer. Just Skype. It's a rockin'. The time to beat is 18 seconds, and if you can beat 18 seconds, you'll be in the running for a thing from Memlane.
An autograph from the one, the only, Our Truth.
There you go. Hey, you know, that's worth at least 50 cents right there, so.
I would hold out for a Little Jimmy. Little Jimmy autograph.
You know what? Screw that. Why don't we just ship out one of those exact replica action figures of Little Jim?
I just have the
mental image of like a Little Jimmy autograph photo, and it's just a blank sheet of photo paper.
with Little Jimmy written on it,
or just like the picture of a couch.
Because you know Little Jimmy would sign it in invisible ink.
No, the picture is of like the backdrop, the standard backdrop that they use for the superstars, and that's it.
Okay, that would be kind of cool. So, yeah, Mace played the audio of the backstage segment, and a little bit of double entendre happening there, don't you think, Lindsay?
What?
What?
The double entendre.
Oh, and the Kane Daniel Bryan promo?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Thanks for keeping up.
Well, I'm sorry. You were talking. I wasn't realized I was supposed to be paying attention.
Yeah, you're funny.
What did I think of the double entendre? I say Kane whips it out and proves it. That's what I say.
Of course. You Kane.
I think she's just as stunned as I am, Tim, that we're actually running down a fucking vignette.
That was basically the stall time. Anyway, along to the Royal Rumble itself. But speaking of vignettes, that old school style promo they did beforehand with all the wrestlers typing up the Rumble, I like that.
Yes, the promo was good. Moving on. Naturally, entrant number one into the Royal Rumble, Dolph Ziggler, gets on the mic. He's over. Crowd loves him. Doesn't care who he faces or who comes out, so bring him out. Which leads us to entrant number two. The biggest surprise entrance of the night, in my opinion. Y2J Chris Jericho returns to WWE for the Rumble.
Nice surprise to start off the Rumble.
Yeah, we got so many rumors of so many mid-card names that were supposedly back for the Rumble tonight. Not even remotely guessing on Jericho.
Not a scent, not a whiff, not a whisper of Jericho showing up at the Rumble. And usually, Jericho's involved, you hear some kind of a rumor.
They had to get this guy to Phoenix, Arizona, like a box of packing peanuts, and just like sneak him in with like the catering truck.
Omega, he crawled in with a box.
Move your legs.
They did the Metal Gear Solid on a box, and nobody knew it was him.
Move your legs.
So, yeah, Mace, you posted that basically Jericho was hidden at Plus outside until the entrance, and word backstage, a deal was quietly made for him to work the show when WWE reached out to him for Raw. Now, there's no word on his future with the company yet, but he sure lasted a long time in the Rumble, unlike the other surprise entrance.
Well, actually, a lot of
not necessarily. Yeah. Like,
well,
Godfather went...
real quick.
Yeah, but there's a few that actually lasted, so we'll get there.
Well, the by my count, there was only...
Can I say before we get really into the Rumble?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rock, for the amount of shit numbers you picked for us. Oh, my God. We got some of the worst fucking choices of the night.
I think I didn't get right back.
I think I feel.
Next year, when we do this, and everybody who wants to participate with us, numbers are thrown out there, and it's first come, first tech. Just we'll put it on the on our Facebook page or something like that. Here are the 30 numbers. Be the first one to claim your number, and that's your number. And that way, Rot can't get shit for using a randomizer.
How am I taking fault for this? It was random.
I randomized numbers.
You're
the one who was pushing the buttons, and it's quite conspicuous that Tim, Omega, Spug, and myself all got numbers in the high end of the field where all the jobbers and the people who don't stand a fucking chance in hell come out, and yet you and Lindsay seem to get the end of it all.
She picked the names. It's not my fault.
Yeah, what did you get? Cesaro and she got Miz?
Yeah.
Yeah, that. What kind of bullshit is that?
There's more hosts on this network. There's more hosts.
You picked the names completely at random. I mean, my God, Matt got number one.
Yeah.
And he was the first one we did, and he got number one. It was completely random. I was just going through the list. It wasn't like, oh yeah, we're going to give so-and-so crap numbers. It was completely random.
How do you think...
So blame the randomizer.
Yeah, how do you think Rob feels? He got Heath Slater.
How do you think I feel?
Yeah,
I got number six. I got Drew McIntyre, the injured guy on 3MB.
He's the future champion. You know?
Who got Jinder Mahal?
Okay. How do you think Tim feels? He got Darren Young.
Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, Mace, who did you get?
Kofi Kingston.
So
at least I got the guy who gave
at
us.
At least you got a name that was worth it.
He got the former Intercontinental Champion. How is that, messed up?
Who was number eight?
Who was number eight?
Gold.
Jobber got number eight, so that was Gold Dust.
And oh my God, did that get us hyped for an idea to get the Rhodes boys up against each other at Mania?
No shit, huh?
Guys, been pushing that idea for years.
And given the reaction that happened when Goldust came out and the only one standing in the ring was Cody going, come on, bring it.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking crowd went nuts. And I think it was the first time we ever heard a Goldust chant.
I think it was. I've never heard one before.
It was insane. If they're not going to book it for Mania, at least book it for Elimination Chamber.
Or even tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw.
Yep.
Because it is in Las Vegas.
Very true, which is why we got to see somebody else come out.
Which Omega already said, so,
Yep.
Hashtag high class hoes.
Does that mean that he's going to be there tomorrow?
Well, you would think.
You would think that he would be. Anybody want to speculate as to why Godfather lasted a grand total of 3 seconds?
Was it even 3 seconds? It looked like a half a second.
Well, it was a little bit longer than Santino last year, so we'll just say three.
Are you really sure? I don't know. We should go back and check.
Because he's probably not in ring shape anymore. He's been retired for how many years now?
Several.
See, I could go and time it. But you know what? It's mainly because I'm saving a piece of footage because I love the commentary during a particular spot tonight.
Oh, are we going to play that commentary? You might as well just play it.
Sweet.
Hey, look at Ziggler trying to eliminate Kofi! Kofi just landed on Ziggler's back! Kofi's still alive!
Wait a minute, Kofi's on his motorbike! No, Kofi's still alive! Kofi had to hit the floor! He's gonna predict it now because Kofi's not gonna
try to do here?
Jump, Carl Lewis, jump for it.
I don't think there's anybody that's going to beat him.
He's going to try.
He's going to have to
jump for it.
Beat him all the way over to the ring.
Maybe not Kobe.
Let's see. Let's see.
I love JBL in that. Jump, Carl Lewis!
Good stuff.
I'm going to give him my chair. I don't know what he's going to do, but I love it.
Am I the only one that would have laughed if Kofi just fell on his ass?
No.
No, I think we all would have. I think.
It's like... That... Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure that's why he was scheduled to get eliminated immediately after, just in case he blew that.
Because it's like, okay, if he pulls this off, I'll be impressed. But the chair's going to break, or he's going to fall, or something. And to my amazement, it didn't happen.
Good spot, but to me, still doesn't quite match the one with John Morrison, where he was just hopping on all the furniture.
Or last year, on his hands.
Yeah. I just went back and looked at those before the pay-per-view tonight, and I was going, you know... The only way they're actually going to top this is if Kofi lands on somebody who's already on the ground outside.
And like, goddamn, you should have said something. Cause
I know I should have. Goddamn.
Bloody prophetic.
That's what I figured he should have done. He should have just hung out on the announcer's table waiting for someone else to get eliminated, then bridge back over.
You just like play leapfrog or something like that, or piggyback.
Yeah, just stroll across him.
Walk over top.
Like if it was Kali, it'd stretch the whole way.
Yeah, but the Spanish announce table might not have held up.
No. You forget. That one was the main announcer's table. The one that can actually hold up unless three people powerbomb you in the dark.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that one. That's right. You're absolutely correct, sir. So, biggest surprise of the Rumble, Jericho. Yes or no?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, without question.
Second biggest surprise, guys.
Godfather.
Godfather?
No, Goldust.
Yeah.
Jericho is pick, and got followed by Goldust, then the Godfather.
I don't know. I like Godfather better than Goldust.
I wasn't as surprised to see Goldust as I was to see Godfather. I'm like, oh shit, it's him.
I was surprised, and I'll say it because he's not on the line. But Spug was right.
Clip.
Spug guessed Goldfather would show up.
Goldust.
No, Goldfather. What?
Oh, nicely timed. Want to repeat that, please?
Nope.
What did you say about Spug, Mace?
Say
nope.
You realize you do realize Rock will clip.
He's gonna have to check the archives at WildTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, you won't have to worry about checking the archive. Rock is going to clip that.
Yeah.
You know he will.
Of course. When would I?
Did someone say I was right? I'm not telling. Just ask Mace.
Especially someone who told me I was lame for saying what I said Thursday night, that he was going to come back.
You might want to talk to your Aussie friend about that one.
Yeah, we're staying out of this one. Forget it.
Told you.
As we were running it down, who was the biggest surprise beyond Jericho for you tonight? Goldust? Or the Godfather?
Godfather really wasn't a surprise because he shows up every once in a while when they're close to Vegas. Goldie really wasn't a surprise because I knew he was coming. I just didn't know if he was going to be at the Rumble or not.
Because you're tight with him.
We're so tight. Just happened to be in a broom when he had the conversation that he was coming back.
Insider secrets.
You know.
It's a thing.
There wasn't really anything that was like that surprising.
Okay, what'd you think of Kofi Kingston then?
You know he was going to do something like that. The jumping on the chair? You knew he was going to do something like that after last year with the handspring.
I know, but what do you think of it?
I thought it was lame. I'm looking at... Watching it, when I saw his face, I think Tensai was supposed to be closer than he was. And so, I mean, props for thinking on the fly like he did, but other than that, I could have cared less.
Okay. When you look at the list of the 30 entrants, aside from Jericho, Goldust, and Godfather, who would you say was there anybody else that may have been considered a surprise entrant? I say no.
Didn't you just ask me this?
It
really depends on what you consider a surprise, because Santino came back from an injury. We haven't seen Ray or Sin Cara in a long time. They all came back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still holding out hope that Carlito will show up for this Rumble.
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't Spug have Rey Mysterio?
He did.
I did.
You did.
He's a former world champion, you know.
A couple of people were saying that you wouldn't be happy about that.
Oh, I tweeted out the moment that Rock tweeted me that Rey Mysterio was my entrant. I was like, oh, I'm not winning this. I don't care particularly.
I'll say this. Bo Dallas was impressive that he lasted as long as he did in this match. Because you would figure, okay, he's the NXT guy. They would bring him in and he'd be in and out. They gave him time to stay in that ring.
You know what? There was an entrant that was actually kind of a surprise. I'm surprised they had Ryback come in at 30.
Why?
Because quite honestly, I'd have thought they'd have brought him in earlier.
Yeah, I figured they would have brought him in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I figured they'd have brought him in earlier and let him run roughshod for a little bit. But they didn't, so.
I figured they would have brought him in and had him do that whole big ring clear thing, and.
We really didn't get the big ring clear moment in this match.
No, this year's Royal Rumble was very lackluster.
I disagree. I thought it was good.
It was good, but it was overall overly predictable. I didn't see Jericho coming, which was fantastic. The moment Ziggler came out number one, I was like, he'll be there at the end, but he's not winning.
But before you continue, how many times did he almost go over? Oh my god, those were great spots.
Yeah.
Should have put that in a prop bets instead of Michael Cole. How many times will Ziggler rope hug?
That was about 30, I think, in this one. And he did it different ways each and every time.
At some
point, yeah, I mean, I liked it.
Himself at the ropes and Spider-Man.
uh,
I'll say there's two parts of the Rumble I actually really liked.
Okay.
And I mean, aside from like the surprise entrance, the return of Jericho, Goldust, all that. Mm-hmm. That's all well and good. There's two things I liked was the way Ziggler and Jericho worked. Because they were back and forth with each other the entire Rumble. And it just felt fitting that ultimately Ziggler was the one who eliminated him. Mm-hmm. It's a nice little mini story for the Rumble event.
Apparently there's footage on WWE.com where they got into it backstage, an argument or something.
Who did? Kane?
No, Ziggler and Jericho.
I think they're setting up a Jericho-Ziggler feud, which to me is okay, but honestly, like,
Omega wants to see that feud.
Yeah, I want to see it done better than when Jericho left.
Yeah.
But if we're setting up for a Mania feud, then it's just more stalling for Ziggler.
I like the Hell No spot. I thought it was clever the way they did it.
Of course.
We were going to get there, yeah.
On audio. I'm so turning that into a video just for Lindsay.
So talk about the spot, Lindsay.
Well, it's like we were talking about it on Thursday. It was, how are they going to do Hell No, you know, as far as eliminating them? You know, are they going to come out together, you know, one right after the other? Are they, you know, who's going to eliminate who? Because one's going to eliminate the other. You know that's how that's going to work. So you have Daniel Bryan eliminate Kane. And he's standing there laughing at him. And then somebody came from behind and eliminated Daniel Bryan. I forget who it was that did it.
Cesaro.
Was it Cesaro?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan goes out of the ring and Kane catches him. Or he flings himself at Kane, whichever you want to take. And then they end up in the AJ position, which is Kane is holding Daniel Bryan, and he's got his legs wrapped around Kane's waist, and they're staring at each other, and I'm like, oh my god, please don't kiss each other. Please don't do it.
That'll be a meme tomorrow morning.
I know it will be. I'm sure it's already a meme.
A couple hours with the footage.
I'm sure people are already making them now. But it... You know, Brian's trying to convince Kane to put him back in the ring so he can keep going, and then Kane just drops him and eliminates him and walks off laughing. It's just like, I thought that was a creative way to do it. Where it's either, you know, they step out on their own or whatever. I mean, you didn't know how they were going to do that spot, so I thought it was well done how they did it. Because they can at least keep...
Function.
Well, they can keep the team going, and that leads to contention between the two of them for either building a split or continuing just their issues.
And it keeps Lindsay happy.
And it keeps me happy.
Well, I liked it because it keeps some tension between the two, even though they've completed the whole anger management thing.
Right.
It was either going to be the eliminations in the Rumble or losing the tag belts. Well, they didn't lose the tag belts, so this is what they're pissed off about this time.
It's a way to continue, you know, give them something new to argue about. Because first it was, they are the tag team champions. Then they moved on to something else. Now they can move on to this. And eventually build towards the split, which I'm kind of convinced is probably going to happen at Mania. And then they go into the summer feuding, but that's just me.
Can I get to the other thing I actually liked in the match?
Yes, well, yes.
Yes, sorry.
Go ahead, Omega.
I'm sorry, I'm feeling left out here because I had something to say.
Well, say it!
He's building anticipation.
He should have just told me to shut up.
I'm not... Heaven forbid I ever tell you to keep your mouth closed. I...
But I'm saying...
Continue.
No, I really liked Cody Rhodes in this match.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Yeah, he got some really good heel spots between eliminating his brother and eliminating Kofi right after the miracle save.
I would say he, out of, you know, besides Ziggler, he's elevated from this match.
Just smirking like a goddamn used car salesman after every one.
And then look, the smirk even looks even better with, you know, the mustache.
Well, he still, no.
I would shave that fucking thing.
Yeah, he still looks like he'd drive up in a white panel van.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's run its course.
The only point where that mustache gets awesome, if he goes like full Snidely Whiplash. Just like,
yes!
Big handlebar mustache.
Anyway, anything else from the Rumble you want to touch on before we move on?
Can we talk about the finish?
Yes, let's talk about the finish. Go ahead.
Can I just say I'm disappointed? I mean, I'm not surprised, but I'm very disappointed because up until this point, the show was a really great show, and they had an opportunity to do something really unexpected and really cool with the Rumble, and that's have somebody other than John Cena win. And it was really just disappointing. I mean, I wouldn't have wanted Ryback, but at least Ryback would have been a surprise over Cena. I mean, I actually really did want to see Ziggler go from number one to win the Rumble, just because that would give him so much clout. And it just, they had that chance and they blew it, in my opinion. And it's really very disappointing because, based on what happened later in the show with The Rock and the title, it's John Cena doesn't need the Rumble win to get a shot at The Rock, but I guess they felt this is going to be how they're going to get it there, so.
In a way, I kind of see the logic to it, because this way, it's not as, well, you can still argue that it is, but it's not quite as contrived. You know, it's not as simple as, we're going to argue with each other until you give me a title match. It's that this is, you know, now this is somehow more naturally come together. It's more preordained.
Instead of going down, you know, crooked highway, they're going straight down the highway right to WrestleMania.
I know. I just, and also too, I don't want Once in a Lifetime Part 2. I think it's lazy. I understand it to gangbuster money for them, and I'm sure they're going to make a shit ton of money off of this, especially if the title's going to be involved. But it just, I saw it once. It's great. Why do I want to watch it again? They're going to have to sell me on this. They're really going to have to sell me, because right now, looking at the natural progression of heading towards Mania, I don't want it.
The final four was Ziggler, Sheamus, Ryback, and John Cena. Came down to Ryback and Cena, with, of course, John Cena winning. Do I let you out of the cage now, or do we wait till after the next match?
All I'm going to say at this point to the monkeys they have behind creative, please die in a fiery, fiery, burny death. If it is not for what Tim and I have worked out earlier today, I would not be ordering WrestleMania. Frankly, you could fucking send me front row tickets to every WWE event for the next 10 years. I still hate what has been done here tonight with the Royal Rumble. You had a chance to elevate Ziggler. You had a chance to make people happy. But instead you went for the fucking quick fix. You went for the same old shit.
See.
And people noticed it. This is going to make your editing so fucking hard over the next 2 months. Because everywhere you go, people are going to be pissed off. I will put it this way, I would have even rather seen Ryback win the fucking Rumble. than John Superman Cena. And I'm going to...
Forget elevating Ziggler. Look,
this is about making... That's the problem.
But all right, here's the thing. The business is about making money. It is. Plain and simple. It's not about elevating stars anymore. It's about making money. It always has been. What sells more tickets at WrestleMania? John Cena versus Rock 2? As much as we want to sit here and bitch and moan about the Royal Rumble match and the subsequent... And the subsequent main event, it's what WWE is going to do to sell tickets at Mania. Now, we also have Elimination Chamber coming up, so things could change drastically between now and Mania. But more than likely, not. I don't see... Shouldn't say that, because I'm upset that it happened the way it did, because as a fan, I wanted to see them make new stars. But as, you know, people who, three of us who are in the business, get it, understand it, yeah, we can be upset about it, but in the end, that's what draws money. Look at those arenas when The Rock's there. They're packed.
Points, Bug. Fuck the fact that we're workers. Fuck the fact that we know the business.
But that we can't. As fans, I'm upset, but guess what? You can't look at it like that way anymore, Rock? Or Mace? You know that, and I know that.
I can put aside that part of myself. When need be.
Lindsay's right. Lindsay's right.
Fucking Rumble.
I like how Tim hung up. I was trying to involve him.
No, his computer locked up.
That's issues, all. Probably.
I was. Lindsay's right. We said it Thursday night. You can do it at Chamber. You could have had Cena win the title at Chamber and get to where you wanted to go. But they didn't. They went the predictable route. And I cannot fault them for it.
There's never anything wrong with being predictable. Because you get one predictable match. Wait till the rest of the show. See how else, you know, what other roads we take.
But the thing was, at this point in time, the second it got down to the final four, the second Ziggler went out, what did everybody say? We
Fuck,
all
it's
said
Cena.
The exact same fucking thing. It's Cena. It's... They basically put in 50 fucking foot neon letters the plan from now until April. I can fucking turn off Raw, SmackDown, NXT, fucking everything else from now until April. Back for fucking WrestleMania, and I will know exactly what's fucking going on.
But here's the thing, Mace. Will you actually do that?
He might.
I'd love to. Except I do a fucking post show Monday night after Raw. And I always miss SmackDown anyway, so I won't fucking change a thing. But you've just made Elimination Chamber fucking meaningless.
You don't know.
I don't know.
No, that's gonna be in the fucking shitter.
How do you know? What's in the show?
No. Here's the problem. And it's not gonna be in the shitter because we are looking at this from the point of a smart fan. Guess what? The majority of the fans aren't smart. They're the ones who are still paying for the predictable pay-per-views. They're the ones tuning in for the predictable Raws. And the bottom line is, when The Rock is there, they draw more money. When Cena is top billing, they draw more money. They're going to do it because that's business, and that's the majority of the audience. If they don't play to that, they go out of business.
I understand this. Okay? I understand business. I am trying to fucking put aside for a minute that we do a fucking podcast with workers and bookers and people who have been around and know this shit inside out and trying to be a fucking fan. This is my one time of year where I get to be a fucking fan and act like a fucking fan for once.
The Raw GM says no.
Did you quote the GM?
Quote. And I quote, the Raw GM says no.
Excuse me?
Oh my god, I want to hear that sounder. I haven't heard that sounder in forever.
Give me a minute. I'm middle doing something else.
I think, though, you're...
Go ahead, Lindsay.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, there are other people that Rock and Cena can face at Mania that will draw money. They don't have to just face each other because, like I said, we saw it once. It was, they built it, and they built it as exactly what they said. Once in a lifetime. Never before, never again. This is the only time you are ever going to get this match. Ever going to see it. So you have to buy this pay-per-view. You have to buy this WrestleMania if you want to see Rock and Cena. And for them to turn around and do it again, which we all assume they're going to do, they may swerve us. I'm not saying that they won't, but the game plan is now to have Rock and Cena go in because they want to make more money. It's basically an F you to everybody that bought Mania last year to see that match. And that's what's irritating, is it's lazy booking. I understand they're in the business to make money. I get that. That's their whole goal. But as a fan, I don't appreciate the laziness.
And
because why am I
going to...
Ultimately, these guys aren't Michaels and Taker. These guys can't put a fucking top-level match on year after year and still try and fucking top it.
Okay, here's the thing. I understand being upset about the once in a lifetime deal and then more than likely going back to it. That's a snafu on their part. That's someone trying to sell DVD rights and all, you know, and DVD merch and all that BS. I get it. But honestly, the moment that match ended last year, did anyone here really think that they weren't going to rematch it at some point? What was it that Rock said they were going to? It was going to be a three-part feud: one at Mania, one at SummerSlam, and the finale at Mania. Most of us called for three matches. The once in a lifetime was a ridiculous oversight. That's neither here nor there. I just, as a fan, Mace, I'm with you. I want to see them make new guys. I want to see them get me emotionally invested in someone other than fucking Superman.
Yeah, see that's the big thing you and I have both touted for the last few months, and most people here have agreed. The two words, emotional investment. The only emotion I'm getting out of this match for WrestleMania is anger.
Because you're held up on your anger towards one person.
And the thing
is, that's the scary thing about this.
Well, the other thing is we...
Well, boss, go ahead.
We still have to we still have to see where, you know, where and when it's all going to end up, because we have the Elimination Chamber coming still, so we have no idea what it, you know, what's going to happen.
Right, we don't.
I can tell you exactly. Tomorrow, Cena's going to announce he's going to want The Rock again. Which means there's Elimination Chamber being made moot.
Well, Rock was already announced for the Chamber, so...
Yeah, he goes in, he defends. And retains. Makes him look when he goes up against Cena.
It depends on how many chambers they're going to do, though. If they're only going to do one, then that's going to decide who's going to get the World Heavyweight Champion. And I'm sure you're just going to have Rock in some sort of BS title match, probably a rematch with Punk, to get that out of the way. And that would probably be a good way to bring in Taker. If Punk's getting Takers, you have Taker screw over Punk against The Rock, and that sets up that feud for Mania.
Why would you have Taker?
You wouldn't have Taker screw over Punk. That comes out of nowhere for no reason.
Exactly.
You set up Taker versus Punk over the respect angle, because that's what Taker's all about, and that's what Punk's been screaming about for the last half year.
I know, but I hate that.
I'd also call that dead in the water, too, by the way. Taker Punk won't happen.
Yeah, it will, because he's the only one they'll actually put him in the ring with.
I reckon this will be another year. This will be one of those years where Taker takes a year off.
Except he's already been contacted and said he'd do it.
And he's working FanFest.
Yeah, he's Access. Already in.
Yeah, he's at Access. He's doing
that I have heard about. And the other thing I've heard is...
Your pessimism's coming back to bite you, Mace.
Omega, shut the fuck up. Sorry if I actually spend time away from the wrestling websites.
Excuse me! Oh, dear.
By the way, we can say bye-bye to Paul Heyman tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Say hello to Brock Lesnar again.
Anyway, by the way, The Rock beat CM Punk tonight for the WWE Championship.
Which, I have problems with the ending, but I'll let everybody else go first.
I thought it was a really good match. Except for the announce table giving out when Rock probably put his foot through the hole where the monitor was.
Oh, that was funny.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
And of course, me being me and how much I hate the fucking Rock right now, I hope that he had fucked up his knee, because then I'd love to see them scramble to rewrite everything between now and April. But other than that, I will be honest with you. It was a good match. It was very well done. It was entertaining. The ending was a big-ass fucking clusterfuck.
But we all expected that.
It was a good match.
Right.
And there's me being positive. So fuck you all.
I'll throw this...
How those words taste coming out of your mouth?
Tastes like shit. I need a bourbon.
I'll throw this point to Lindsay, because the one biggest thing we talked about from last year's WrestleMania is they didn't give us a fight. Tonight, we got a fight.
We did get a fight, and I was really happy to see that. I thought the match was really, really, really great up until the lights went out and the shield came out, and it's like, really? Really? That's how you're going to do this?
Supposedly the shield came out.
Fucking Michael
Cole. It could have been two kangaroos and Papa Shango for all we know.
Exactly. But, fucking Michael Cole during that part. It's the shield! I'm running from him! It's the shield! Shut the fuck up! I think Jake Dolph turned around and decked him at some point.
Here's the thing. I'm just going to speculate, because I don't know any more than you guys do. But I now that I'm kind of thinking about it, I wonder if the outcome of that was a little bit of a botch because of Michael Cole.
What do you mean?
Probably.
Okay, so the lights went out, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of the lights going out was that so no one could see who did it. It's the age-old thing. We've all seen it before.
I know.
And we all know who it is, or who it supposedly is. But Michael Cole sitting there shrieking like a retard about how... Oh, it's the shield! It's the shield! They're right next to me!
Yeah, I don't think it's a botch. I don't think it was a botch. I think it was Vince
McMahon. I'm not saying a full-fledged, complete and utter just mess-up, but I'm wondering... Mace can see where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Cole might have...
See, it blows the ending apart for the home audience.
Yeah.
Right, I get that, but I also think it was Vince and Mike Cole's ear going, say it's the Shield, say it's the Shield.
No.
Still, no.
Even,
no.
even if it was, it's the point was he overacted it so bad that the whole point of the spot is you can't really be sure of what just happened in the ring. And for him to keep going, it's the Shield, it's the Shield, it's the Shield, and like puppeting every single thing they do, it's just it kind of kills the whole thing of you're not supposed to know, you know.
Yeah, that's the whole point, is Punk can go to Vince or go to whoever and say, you know, the lights are out, nobody knows who it was, except now you've got audio of Michael Cole shrieking, oh my God, it's the Shield, hide me.
Yeah, and it's really a terrible way of treating your fans, because the Shield have been coming out for a while now after the lights go black. So when the lights go out, you know it's the Shield coming down, but it's insulting to assume the fans still going to need Michael Cole going, it's the Shield, it's the Shield.
Well, you know, that's not necessarily Michael Cole making sure everybody knows that it's the Shield, just in case there's, you know, one or two idiots watching. It's just Michael Cole being, you know, like the proverbial canary, the whistleblower, as it were. The one thing...
you didn't have to do that. The point is, you're not supposed to know who it is. That it leads to that whole mystery of, well, was it the Shield or wasn't the Shield? It's just like, is CM Punk in charge of the Shield? Is CM Punk behind Brad Maddox? It's continuing that whole speculation of who's up to no good, who's behind all this. That was the point of it.
You're going on the assumption that that's how they're booking it. I don't see it that way.
Okay, well, how do you see it?
I just don't see it that way. I agree Michael Cole overacted with it. Vince, I don't think Vince was in his ear saying, you know, say it's the Shield, say it's the Shield. Something like that, I could see that being like, pre-planned, and they're gonna do it, and that's all there is to it. Have you guys brought up the fact that JBL was trying to shoot down Cole, saying, you can't prove it, you don't know it was the Shield? And Michael Cole is firing back, they were right in front of me.
But that's why the whole thing was brought up that I said, I think the ending of that was kind of a cluster because Michael Cole screwed it up.
Okay, so you think that Cole screwed that up?
Yes, that was the whole conversation. That's how the whole conversation started. Whereas I said, I think Cole screwed it up by saying it was the Shield, because that was the out. That was the out, that the classic heel move, the lights are out. We assume we know who attacked. But you don't really know because the lights were out. You couldn't see, so you can't prove it.
Right.
And with Michael Cole shrieking like a dumpster Shield, I told Evolved, we're going to strip the title off you. Rock says no, no, no. And maybe they had a restart planned anyway, but my point being that the whole ending got all screwed up because I think Michael Cole screwed it up.
Well, I think we might find out if that's the case tomorrow night with what they do, unless it's a case of them rewriting what they have already planned out for tomorrow night's Raw, which, as we all know, is quite possibly going to happen because, well, let's face it, with Vince still on the job, rear whites get done during the middle of the goddamn show, never mind right up to broadcast time.
Right.
I had a problem with the ending as far as the Shield was predictable. It's like, okay, lights go out, Shield come out, they beat the crap out of the Rock, okay, fine, CM Punk retains the belt, fine, whatever. I had a problem where Vince came out, he's going to strip Punk of the belt, okay, that was a stip, and then you have the Rock demand the rematch. I don't know why, but I had a problem with that. Where it's, Vince is set to strip Punk of the belt to enforce the stipulation, and the Rock's like, no, 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 restart the goddamn match, I'm gonna take the belt off him.
Mm-hmm.
I had a problem with that, because it almost seemed like it undermined Vince's authority just a little bit. And it's basically, the Rock gets what he wants.
I don't know. Because, you know, personally speaking, I don't have a problem with that because basically it's The Rock coming back saying, without actually pointing out to anybody, that he got screwed over and he wants, you know, his just desserts, as it were. And I can't find fault with somebody wanting to exact a little personal vengeance over, you know, getting screwed out of something.
Here's the problem, though. Why has that not been done every single other time it's happened? Just look at Ryback and his feuding with Punk. It got screwed up by the Shield every single time. He didn't go, no, don't disqualify, don't stop the match. He just... You know, no one came to his defense. You know, he didn't whine until the match got continued and he got to keep his title shot.
I think it was more The Rock trying to do it. You know, why have a man stripped of his title when it can be done with in the ring? That's my point of view.
I personally would have liked them stripping. If they'd have stripped Punk of the title, if you'd have stripped Punk of the title, guess what? The title's vacant. You know, we don't have a champion. Title's vacant. We go into the elimination chamber without a champion.
But on the flip side, you're going to want a 434-day streak ending on the, you know, on a stripping.
Because it gives Punk a legitimate gripe.
He has the legitimate gripe.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, no, because he does. Okay, he does have a legitimate gripe because technically.
He can claim
there was no Shield, you didn't see anything, you can't prove anything, I demand my rematch. But now it makes him look like a whiny little fucking bitch. Whereas he would have turned around and gone, you shouldn't have stripped me from the belt. I have proof. So you are contractually obligated to give me the belt back. Which then you go, you know what? No. You want it? Get in the chamber.
You see, as far as booking a storyline at an angle, that does work. That works quite well. I don't know. I think somebody pointed it out before my computer finally shut down. As a matter of fact, I think it might have been you, Omega, that they're not booking for the hardcore, for the people glued to the internet. They're booking for the people who are what we call the casual fan, the people who aren't smart. To the dirt sheets and shit like that.
Both Omega and I said that, actually.
Well, I know somebody said it. The computer was resetting, and
I said it, then Omega trumpeted it. It was actually quite fantastic. We were like a tag team.
There you go. Well, there you are. Well, you know.
The whole point of the blackout ending is so that you can build heat with. You know, between Punk and management, so that now that he doesn't have the belt by hook or by crook, he's no longer champion. So you do it specifically so that he can come back on the next night of Raw and work till the next pay per view. Going, it wasn't me. It wasn't the Shield who did it. Look, I've got the proof. It was Colonel Mustard in the library with the wrench.
Oh, okay. I was going with the lead pipe. You chose the wrench.
Damn it, I had candlestick.
I had the conservatory. Damn it. Anyway. What'd you think of the match? Hold on, Spock. What'd you think of the match, Tim?
The match itself, overall, it was entertaining. I loved how the table botch made Mace chuckle.
Just imagine Mace at home going, he's crippled.
Yeah, because I could just picture him sitting there in front of his fucking TV in 40 degrees Celsius weather going, ha ha, fuck you. And then grabbing a shrimp or whatever. Sorry, I had to. But, I didn't like the finish. I don't have a problem with The Rock winning because we still have Elimination Chamber coming up next month. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Rock lose the title, believe it or not, at WrestleMania. So, I don't think that Rock John Cena 2 is a sure thing. I really don't think that that's still a sure bet. I still am of the belief that it's a quote-unquote, you know, a potential swerve.
I don't think they needed to call it a pretty fight. And here's the thing, Shield come out and beat down Rock. I don't think you needed that.
No, you didn't, but it happened. The Shield angle, unfortunately, has jumped the shark. They were doing great with it, and they've now jumped the shark with it because they've not given them a purpose. They've not given them anything. They're just goons.
Well, as
and if you so disagree
to this
and
point,
if people disagree, that's fine. But the point that irks me now about the Rock Punk match tonight is that when you try to do the classic heel bit of, I didn't have anything to do with it, you can't prove who it was. You have Michael Cole on audio shrieking about it being the Shield.
Yeah, Michael Cole on there shrieking. He shrank too much, I think.
How many years have we been saying that?
My ears were bleeding.
At least he didn't say vintage.
He did say vintage.
We had a poll going. We had predictions on this, damn it.
Every time we do something where we want to stop something with vintage, he never says the word.
See, and I was gonna bring the bottle out and take a shot every time I heard vintage. Forgot about it completely. I recall
he used it
twice tonight.
Yeah, I think he used vintage one. Yeah, I only heard one.
Okay. I thought you said it like twice.
I'll go back and watch the videotape.
So just a complete waste of time if I was playing a drinking game tonight. Kind of sort of like what you were alluding to, Rock.
Get drunk tomorrow on the replay. Anyway.
Okay.
I have to watch
the replay all fucking day.
There you go. So, we did all pick 'em challenge, didn't we, Tim?
There was a pick 'em challenge?
Yeah, with the listeners and us.
And the listeners picked and predicted who would win.
They did, and one person actually got them all correct.
Not again.
Wow.
Was that? No, wasn't Rob. Wasn't Rob. No, but listener Tommy got 5-0, and he's our winner of the Kane 8x10.
Doesn't this make Tommy a two-time winner?
No, Kane has won the first time.
No. Hasn't he won once before?
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay, I'm saying. Sure. Okay.
So that would make him a two-time winner.
Okay, two-time winner. First time of this year.
I didn't mean twice in a row, for fuck's sake.
Oh, okay. Okay, he won before. I forget. We've given away so much stuff. So yes, Tommy, I'll get in touch, and we'll get your information, and we'll get it out to you at some point.
So there you go. Congratulations to Tommy. Let's see. Brent, Amy, and Chris all went 4-1, along with Michael. Michael being that guy from, like, Sweden, mm-hmm. who stays up all night long just to listen to us.
Mikhail.
I'll never understand that, but I appreciate it. I'll tell you, no, it's Michael. It's not Mikhail. I know it looks like
Mikhail.
It's pronounced, I know it's spelt Mikhail, but
he'll be called Mikhail.
Yeah,
I have spoken.
Just like Triple H will be from now on known as Paul Levesque.
Levesque.
Yeah, I had to correct you on that one.
I don't give a shit, Canuck. His name's Mikhail. It's Mikhail. I have fucking spoken.
Yeah, and you're God.
I am.
No, you're not. I was being facetious. Ah, gotcha. Anyway, congratulations to everybody. Thank you all for playing. Of the hosts, who got the most of the hosts? I'm looking. It looks like Rock went 4-1, you prick. Omega and I were both 3-2. Spug was 2-3.
Eh, whatever.
Yeah, well, his name is Mikhail, right? Yeah.
It is Mikhail.
2-3. Here you go. Mace, you were 2-3. And Lindsay was 3-2.
How many did you pick right, Tim?
I got more right than you did. I was 3-2. I changed the pick. Otherwise, I would have been 2-3.
Yeah,
again, brilliant. That's good math.
But he also picked The Miz.
Yeah, but I picked Miz to win over Cesaro.
Hold on. When did he make the change?
Before the show.
Before the show. It's all legit and everything. It was done as soon as I got home from work, which is usually what happens if I decide to make changes or if I got a pick on a match that wasn't put together the week before. Anyway, once again, everybody, WTR pick 'em.
Wait.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on.
What? Of the hosts here, how many of us changed our picks right before the show?
No one, but Omega was still filling out his final pick, so Tim was still had time.
That's because I had a blackout and I didn't know the pre-show match.
No, that's fine. Omega got him in. But what I'm saying is that we all made our picks, Tim, and had confidence in them and accepted the results, whatever they would be.
Yeah.
You're allowed
to change your picks right up until right before the pay-per-view starts. That's the rule. And it has always been the rule. I didn't just make it up just now to cover my ass.
No! I think you're really just trying to bend the rules there.
No.
Once your picks are in, they're in.
No, you're actually allowed to change them up till deadline of right before the show.
And that was put in place before the first WTR pick'em ever took place.
When I make a bet on an NFL game, once I make that bet, even if it's before a kickoff, I've already made the bet. I can't change it.
Well, good for you and the NFL. This is not you and the NFL. This is WTR and pick'em. And it's open for everybody. And that's the rule of this particular thing. Not the NFL betting thing that you lose at all the time.
Spug.
I bet once a season.
Spug.
I don't give a damn.
Spug. Remember this. Tim Stein fears Bruiser Schmidt.
Okay, Rock.
He does. He does. I think we should play that again, though.
We need somebody to take that sign to a CAW show.
San Francisco will win the Super Bowl this year.
Hooray! Another one of Tim's picks that he'll change 30 seconds before kickoff.
No, I'm sticking with the Niners. WTR Pick'em kicks off every month, starting 1 week before any pay-per-view, TNA or WWE. And everybody's invited to play along when we have prizes. Everybody's eligible as long as they're not what we would call a show host or correspondent or contributor.
Contributor, dumbass.
I said contributor.
I said correspondent or contributor.
Right.
Pay attention.
All right. So.
So anyway, yeah, when we got prizes, all the listeners are eligible. All you got to do is predict who. Just tell us who you think's going to win the match. On the pay-per-view. That's all you got to do. We don't need any kind of lengthy explanation, discourse, or discussion. Just give us your picks. You can email admin@wildtalkradio.com. You can email media@wildtalkradio.com. You can email gangkittens@wildtalkradio.com. You can post it to our Facebook or our Twitter. There's your cue, Rock.
No, I'm not doing the predictable thing. Omega says I will plug a lot of shit. I'm not doing the predictable thing tonight. So fuck you.
Just go to Facebook and...
Come on, it's been booked for months.
Radio. You know, go to Twitter and search for Wild Talk Radio, and you can post your picks there. We'll get them, and they'll get organized. And seriously, everybody, they are done up on a spreadsheet. Rock, one of these days we'll have to show everybody on JTV that it's actually done on a spreadsheet. We pay attention. We take all of this stuff down and actually not fudge it or anything like that.
Hey guys, but, we put it on a spreadsheet. It happens, so I'm not going to show it on Justin TV. Yeah. No one cares.
Anyway. So yeah, we'd love for all of you to play along with us when we have prizes to give away, such as autographed pictures from Mem Lane, what is it?
God, memlanepromo.com. Jesus
That's
Christ.
It, memlanepromo.com.
Let's get the sponsor right. Jesus Christ. Ready for the great debate?
I think we might as well do the Great Debate.
Haven't we had it for the past
it's
hour?
It's now time for this week's WTR Great Debate. Join the host as they debate the greatest WWE Hardcore Champion of all time.
Well, as you see, Spike Dudley staggering around, and then out of nowhere, look at this, Hurricane comes flying in. He really can't fly.
It wasn't a bird, it wasn't a plane.
It was Hurricane.
It was Hurricane.
And he's our new Hardcore Champion here in the WWF.
Quick, to the Hurricane Cycle.
And now.
Oh! Oh, wait a minute! What? Oh, Mighty Molly! I don't believe it! Mighty Molly has just defeated...
She hit the Hurricane with a frying pan!
I thought she was a sidekick!
Look at, I'm a hardcore champion! I'm a winner, baby! Yeah! What the? What are you
doing? Hey, wait a minute! There's Maven! Maven rolling like Christian! Maven's regaining the hardcore title! And now he's taking Christian's cap!
Now step into the ring with us for this week's Great Debate.
Oh, this week's Great Debate. We're doing the greatest hardcore champion of all time. First round, Big Show takes on Test. We'll start with Mace.
Test.
How come?
Because.
Great, intelligent, insightful. Response.
I don't fucking know. Like, Big Show, all I remember is one match. Did he do anything? No. Did Test do anything? No. I'm gonna pick Test. Why? Because Dead Man should win something once in a while. It's okay, I'll put on a video later, he'll still be alive.
Fuck, harsh.
Hey, the Dead Man wins every year at WrestleMania. So, Omega.
Oh, God. I'm trying to remember these guys at all during their hardcore runs.
Good thing you added in hardcore runs, because I was going to say, this Big Show was the big bold bastard that we saw in the first match of the pay-per-view.
I'm not the host with the failing memory.
That would be Spug.
Oh, hey.
You aren't doing the expected thing tonight, are you?
Correct. Continue.
You know, I'm going to give it to Test, if only because what I remember of Big Show's run as hardcore champion was the fact that he didn't actually have to wrestle any hardcore style to be champion. Which kind of defeats the point.
Okay. Lindsay, will you go against the grain so far?
I don't remember Test's reign, but I don't remember Big Show's either.
Whose idea was this Great Debate again?
Yours?
So, I just, for shits and giggles, will go with Big Show.
Okay. Spug.
Test.
Tim.
Well, you know, Omega said it. I'm going with Test, and that's because, you know, Big Show didn't exactly wrestle hardcore to keep the title.
Okay, up next, Shane McMahon takes on Jeff Hardy.
Oh, Christ.
Spug.
Shane O'Mac!
Mace.
Shane McMahon, because he did more than just wrestle The Undertaker.
Ooh.
Lindsay.
My future ex-husband, Shane O'Mac. Shut up.
Sorry.
Hey, you know what? I live in the land of polygamy. It could happen.
Good. You know what?
You can't.
Normally, I would insert a comment there. I'm just gonna walk away.
Oh, come on, say it. I dare you.
Oh, no.
Dare you.
I'm going to have just the slightest bit of tact on this one.
What?
And walk away.
Why are you being different tonight?
What, you're doing the unpredictable thing for once? I'm so proud.
I'm just going to leave it alone and whistle calmly as I walk away.
Well, then type it in the chat.
Oh, I'll tell you after we go off the air, most definitely. But right now, I'm just walking away.
Omega.
Same house as this month.
Yeah, Shane McMahon.
Like, it matters, but Tim.
Yeah, it's Shane O'Mac. The guy, you know, for somebody who wasn't exactly a wrestler, he was capable of pulling off and taking some pretty sick shit.
Okay. Next week on The Great Debate, it's Terry Runnels taking on Tommy Dreamer, and Taz takes on Funaki. But at this point, Tim...
Oh, and I'm sorry.
It's time for Quick Hits?
Why don't we just get into Quick Hits? Come on, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Spug lucks out because you don't have to deal with Quick Hits this week.
Oh, why not? These are awesome.
Because
he didn't expect you to be on the fucking line, so he didn't make any questions for you.
Exactly. So you can just comment along as we go. We'll start with Lindsay. What under 30-year-old wrestler would you actually want as your bodyguard?
Can I do shenanigans with him, or is this just like straight up legit?
Straight up legit. Wink.
Oh, no.
I said wink, wink.
He said wink.
I have to realize he's under 30, because all the ones I like, I think, are above 30.
That's why I made it challenging.
I'll say it because I'm pretty sure he's still under 30, Drew.
Is he?
I think he is. I think he's like 28.
Alright, we'll give you that one. Because I don't feel like looking up. Mace. Oh, this is fitting compared to tonight. If you were to start a riot, what would it be over?
If I was to start a riot, what would it be over? Geez, so many choices.
Lack of bourbon.
No. If there's one thing I've realized over the last 24 hours, bourbon bad. Oh, I got hammered the other night, I'll tell you what. To be honest,
we saw the Facebook updates.
Oh no, you missed the next day.
I think so did you by that reaction.
See, everybody would expect me to do it over, like, you know, The Rock and the usual bullshit that happens with WWE.
Why don't you start a riot over your Prime Minister allowing East Indians into your country?
Please, somebody say what? Call centers?
Sure ain't gonna be you.
Ooh, dude!
Too soon.
Too soon.
He's been such a fucking asshole.
I don't give a shit. Hey. Actually, something I'd probably start a riot over at the moment would be if, and thankfully this never came to pass, EA Games got the hold of the WWE license.
Okay.
But there's also the fact that I might start a riot over the fact that you know, Omega has a 3DS now and Mario Kart, and I still haven't been able to challenge him.
Do you really want to experience me at Mario Kart?
Yes.
I think this needs to be streamed.
You really don't know what you're getting into.
Unfortunately, we can't stream 3DS over the...
Yeah, it doesn't really like cameras.
Yeah.
Nor is it really able to be hooked up to a stream.
Son of a bitch. Anyway. Tim, if you're to start a wrestling promotion, then build it around a wrestler under the age of 25, who would it be and why?
That's very similar to a question you've asked me before.
No, we're saying under the age of 25, Tim.
Does it have to be like a WWE star or some shit like that?
It says, what wrestler under 25 would you start a wrestling promotion around?
There you go. Okay. Harry Francis Smith.
Of course.
What wrestler under the age of 25, not in any way associated with the Hart family, would you start a wrestling promotion around?
That wasn't the question, so I don't have to answer that.
And he's not. He's older than 25. He's 27. So
oh, shit, that's right.
So go again. So, you know.
Anyone under 25.
Does Tim know anyone under 25?
Not associated with the Hart family.
Well, I could say Maverick Mike Briggs.
So he's going to be the star of Canadian Open Pro Wrestling?
Oh, he could be one of them. He's an up and comer, I'll tell you. He's a good kid in that ring.
You can see him on February 9th at CanadianOpera.com.
Yes, you can. CanadianAllPro.com presents Vicious Valentine's February 9th at the Royal Canadian Legion in downtown Calgary. Advanced tickets only $12 for adults, $10 for kids and students with ID.
You're welcome for that. Anyway, Omega, if a board game was made around WTR, what board game would you actually base it on?
Oh god, now I gotta think.
Yeah, I gotta make you think on these questions.
Yeah, it always stalls the show and makes a lot of awkward dead air. And
that's why we
and
have
yet you
noise.
Still do it.
But that's why we have background music going on, so there's no real dead air.
Candyland.
No, that's a card game, Lindsay. Hence the title.
Yeah, weird how that ties in, eh?
No one? Hungry Hungry Hippos.
What?
Yes!
Because most Sunday nights it's four of us that can't keep our mouth shut.
Alright, that's a good one. Since Lindsay couldn't be here last week to answer would she marry either the Great Khali or Joey Ryan, I decided to switch things up and ask you this question. Who would you rather marry? Ric Flair or Hulk Hogan?
Oh, fuck you.
Either way, it won't last long.
Yeah.
And neither one has money.
I'll go with Flair just because I've got a better shot of not committing homicide.
Okay. So we know Lindsay wants to ride Space Mountain. So Maze, what cartoon series best represents WTR?
Oh, what cartoon best represents WTR? Wacky Races.
Why?
because we're a very diverse bunch, and we always have at least one person who tries to sneak a light partly.
Does that mean I'm Penelope?
Sure.
Sweet. Tim, what would you name a WTR TV show?
Oh, fuck.
I know, how dare I make people think on this segment.
WTR TV show.
Mm-hmm.
WTR full of it.
Explain your answer.
Because we're all full of bullshit half the time.
Okay. So, Omega.
Mm-hmm.
Since the last time we really spoke, you were constructing your own fake TV. You're going to actually need programming for this, you know, fake TV you have. So, what is the first TV program you would actually create for your own fake TV network?
It's going to be a reality show called Keep Sunny Out of Prison.
I can see that being the next free video game.
Hold on, so that show will last all of, what, 2 days?
10 minutes, jackass.
That's the challenge, though. We could do, no, it won't last 2 days because it's going to be so hard. It's going to be like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or Deal or No Deal, where it takes people so long to actually win it that we just go on for years.
You do realize since the fake TV is in your house, that means she has to come to your house and act it out in your fake TV.
No. We just broadcast it on my fake TV. It's filmed on location. I ain't going near that crazy bitch.
Welcome to Fake TV.
By the way...
It's coming up next on the Wall Channel.
In the time it's taken Omega to answer that question, Sonny's been arrested 3 more times.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway, that's, crickets. Tim.
That's the end of the damn show, everybody. Go home. We're not plugging a fucking thing just to screw up and give predictions.
I wasn't actually annoyed because I was waiting to make fun of Sonny all night.
There you go. All right. It's another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us. A couple of first timers in the chat tuning in. I hope we haven't pissed you off thoroughly and that you actually do come back. Next Saturday night, we're back to our regular time of 10 o'clock Eastern. Tomorrow night.
Hold on.
What day do we do the show? Next week, I said.
No.
You said Saturday night, moron. Oh, yeah, we're doing a special edition of WTR Saturday night, but we're going to call it CB Radio at midnight Eastern. And then on Sunday, CB Radio will be taking the place of Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 o'clock Eastern Sunday. Monday night, the post-Raw show, 3 hours of Raw and 45 minutes with Sir Rockin' and whoever the fuck else calls in.
Me, Lindsay, Mace, sometimes Spud.
It's been pretty much the last few months, Tim.
What?
About time you start paying attention to something else.
Yeah. Tuesday night, Alan Wojcik enthralls and entertains everybody with Florida Championship Wrestling. I don't know what the promotion is, but hey, it's wrestling in Florida, so it's really important.
He's got that guy.
The one who did the thing?
He did the thing on that thing with that other
was
guy.
Was it with the place with the stuff?
Yeah, it was with the place with that stuff.
Does it have something to do with that... that meme that lasted all of, like, 3 seconds?
No.
We have Headbanger Thrasher this week.
Yeah.
Ooh, somebody that's actually worth listening to for once.
Oh, God. Wednesday night, there's another goddamn wrestling show. Are you surprised?
Hey, what time is that, Tim?
Yeah, it's at like 8:30 Eastern.
Okay.
The Smack is two hours on the network.
Yeah. And Thursday Night's The Rack with your host, Lindsay Ward. That's 11 o'clock Eastern, by the way. Yeah.
By the way,
with May Wrestling, talk about other shit.
The award winning show.
No. Don't say anything because you'll blow it and they want to surprise people.
Clearly,
and
as we didn't go
announced anything until Thursday night. Clearly. The fact that Rack won, Best New Show of the Year.
Clearly,
WR Awards.
Clearly, no one listened to the half hour before CB Radio where we gloated.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. No.
People listen to CB Radio?
This was before CB Radio. And yes, people listen to CB Radio.
Yeah, like four or five, I don't know.
Hashtag Team Lindsay. Okay, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, so no, in all seriousness, enough fucking around. Congratulations to Lindsay Ward and The Rack for winning Best New Show of the Year at the Wrestling Radio Awards. I'm just really, I'm tickled for Lindsay. Lindsay, good job.
Thank you.
Golf clap. Yeah, on Friday night, I guess Johnny Cashmere is going to actually show up and do something at 9:30 Eastern. And then he's going to take a month off because he's got like exams or blowjobs to give or something. I don't know. And then he'll come back.
Wow, that was kind of uncalled for.
Well, no, actually, you know, he's got no problems admitting he's a homosexual man. So.
Not the point.
I know what your point is. Quit being so politically correctly sensitive.
I'm not being politically correct. I'm having class. There's a difference.
You've got class. You stole it from somebody. Saturday night, like I mentioned, CB Radio, midnight Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Basically, anything goes. You never know what Rock's going to pull off.
Stoner Mice.
Never mind, Stoner Mice. I got a picture for you. British Columbia Chipmunk. I'll send it to you. You'll get it.
And
Mace, did you suddenly think of the biker mice from Mars too?
Yes.
And Drinkopoly.
Drinkopoly?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like my kind of game.
Yeah. Oh, you should check out the archive. We talked all about it.
And then, of course, once again, next Sunday night, back to our regular time right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, will be another edition of Russell Talk Radio, 10 o'clock Eastern. Tune in, see what kind of shit we can come up and talk about.
The post-Super Bowl edition.
Yeah, the post-Super Bowl edition.
Football!
Like there you go. I was waiting for that. All right, that's it, everybody. We're out of here. Thanks to MemLanePromo.com for supplying us with a whole bunch of shit. Now, if you guys want to get some really good prices on autographed photos, just use the coupon code. What is it? Sir Rockin?
Rockstock.
Rockin' Stock.
Rockstock.
Rockstock. Rockstock.
Egotistical bastard.
I didn't create it. You got 10 seconds.
Actually,
right.
They came up with it for some reason. I don't know why. But yeah, use the promo code ROCKSOCK and get cheap autographs.
And music's ending.
That's it. We're done. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.